You hear me now. Yes. Transformers roll out.
Hey, Buck.
Transformers roll out.
I was literally just going on what we had started a couple weeks ago, talking about the huge difference in the marketing space between PR and marketing.
Ah.
And, many offices get it wrong where they just dedicate their marketer to just creating inflow without creating the brand recognition, mm-hmm. the outflow, the community reach,
mm-hmm.
just that omnipresence.
You know, that's interesting. We did our Marketing Essentials workshop in Dallas over the weekend, and we did a little refresher on the entire marketing strategy outline and how you can bucket and define every aspect of marketing. We find that by defining and outlining marketing, it takes a lot of the elusiveness of building a marketing strategy away. Of like, I did this thing, I was in a magazine, I did a TV thing, I did a paid thing, I did a referral thing, I did all these things, and I don't know these things are working or they're not. So we define them to help owners and help marketing leaders in your organization or senior leaders have a little bit more structure, because remember what Warren Buffett says, right? A man with no plan will have more success than a smart man with no plan, right? A man with a plan has more success than a smart man with no plan. So let's put a plan in place. Let's not throw spaghetti on the fridge and see if it sticks. Let's actually put a plan together. When you're talking about PR, that was a long-winded explanation to get to this. But when you're talking about PR, we actually bucket that as we organize things under earned media. Earned media. Because, you know, public relations is your ability to translate the sentiment of the experiences to the consumer, right? Now, if you're paying for PR, you might bucket that under paid media, which is a PR extension. But true PR is earned, not paid for. So just to clarify the difference between those two.
That's huge. And I was just talking to Colleen about this, how PR permeates the entire organization. It's like just an example, if you're going into, so you went into one of the integrative practices.
Yep.
And right away you walk by and there's trash. They took out the trash. But they didn't make it to the dumpster. They just kind of set the bag by the door when you walk
in.
So immediately, there's this sensory factor that you're tapping into that's non-ideal.
Yeah.
And then you walk in and maybe there's People Magazine and other random things that are on the waiting table that's not permeating the message to the introductory people, that the audience, just the public that's coming into the entrance there. So right away, there's a second strike.
Yep.
And then what is their impression when they first walk in? Are they greeted right away? So all that is PR too, in a big way. So all of the team has a major role.
Yes.
It has to be curated. It's not going to happen just because you have happy, excited staff. You actually have to plan this in advance.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, Bobby, because it is a responsibility of everyone in your organization to be that example, to be that megaphone, to personify and promote and promote and promote and stay positive, you know, for who you are, what you represent, and the services that you deliver to your clients. It is their responsibility, you know? So you really do want to keep structure around how that information is delivered across your organization. They really are your biggest advocates, you know? More than anything, your clients that have had great experiences and the employees that work for you are two really golden nuggets in any practice that are sitting right under your nose. But we're always so busy thinking about how do we get new customers? And it's like all the tools are right under your nose, you know?
Speaking of, here, I found this new widget for you. So you're in Dallas. I know you have I found out. So I always thought the Marketing Essentials was every quarter, but you do them every month. So you have the next one coming up March 27th.
That's right. Yep. In Dallas.
So let me give you a little bit of this. Ready? Boom.
Whoa. More snow in Dallas. Whoa. Holy cow.
So
that was wild, by the way. Anyone that knows Texas knows they do not ever deal with snow, and they were losing their minds. There's some memes on the internet that say, just push the snow out of the way and go to work. Not in Texas. They're like, oh, just leave it there and stay home. Everybody stay home.
I was amazed you guys landed in the peak of the storm. So yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah, you know, we had a few people, you know, we had a big group show up. We had 45, almost 50 people show up to our marketing essentials, people essentials, financial essentials. And, you know, I mean, we had a few people that were like, you know, snowed in the Northeast. So even if they could get to Dallas, they couldn't get out of their own hometown. So we had a few people that got snowed in. But, you know, somebody asked me, they said, you know, I can't believe you're going to Dallas. And I said, anybody who says, I can't believe you're going to Dallas, watches too much TV. You know, Grant Cardone talks about the media, and their number one job is to get you to keep watching. How do they do that? Fear and doom, fear and doom. And my wife and I were like, are the flights moving? Yeah, we're getting on. If the plane's going, I'm getting on it, period. And we were in our own winter storm in Washington and got on our flight here in a winter storm to fly to Dallas in their winter storm. 20 minutes from the airport, got a rental car, got a, you know, nice Tahoe, warmed it up, went to the Jewel in downtown Dallas.
Nice.
Checked in, had room service. It was cold. It was cold. You know, but like there was no issue. Now, I'm not going to take away from anyone if you're watching this. I know Dr. Jahari's out there in Dallas. If you live in Dallas, they did not build for snow. So a lot of the residential homes, pipes were bursting. People had propane leaks. The state of Texas was in an emergency, but downtown power was on. Events were happening. Flights were moving. Traffic was going. It wasn't a complete shutdown for people that didn't live there. So I will caveat. Well,
next month in Dallas again. So
that's right. And it will, you know, it would, dude, the day we left, it was 70 degrees in Dallas. It was 15 degrees the day we landed. 2 days later, 70 degrees. What? They literally go through three seasons in a day. But yeah, it's easily going to be beautiful weather by then. So if you'd like to join me, just email me, buck@cardoneventures.com. You can join our marketing essentials, finance essentials, and people essentials in Dallas next month. Get all of those core elements that you need for your business from a finance, people, and a marketing standpoint. You get a lot of tactic, technique, and strategy in the marketing section.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want a little teaser, Buck last night hosted most of a private roundtable with about 500 of us. And so if you go to Facebook, search Cardo Adventures, and look for the last live stream, you'll be able to see pretty much you hosted the entire show.
Yeah. Every Tuesday, we do a free Zoom call for owners around the world. And I mean, Australia, New Zealand, China, they show up from everywhere. We had someone from Dubai on last night, but obviously lots of business owners here in the States that have been going through a lot of the same things you as a business owner have gone through, which is, you know, struggle, stress, and lots of new pivots in the business based on what COVID has done to practices across the country. So, you know, you're more than welcome to join us every Tuesday on that Zoom call. It's absolutely free. You can sign up, just go to cardoneventures.com. That's the website. And, you know, you do get marketing advice from me, but, you know, the real draw for that program on Tuesdays is our CEO, Brandon Dawson. He's a scaling mergers acquisition expert, sold his last company in the medical audiology space for $151 million, 77 times EBITDA. I don't know an evaluation that exists that is the largest evaluation of any business ever sold that I've ever personally been involved with. So
this is interesting because Dr. Mike Carver, he was traveling with you guys during your Moneymaker tour.
Mm-hmm.
He was with you guys for a good 5 days. And one of the things he saw was just how so many of the different practice owners, when Brandon would talk about some of the factors that affect your valuation for your practice, a huge, huge draw. So this is, I'll take one step back. There's a huge thing in the integrated practice space.
Yeah.
Is I know very few people that by themselves, they've actually built up a legacy or a massive nest egg for themselves. They just don't have a retirement plan. And if they do sell, their practice is only worth maybe 1.5, maybe 2 at the most times earnings. So their valuation is so low. And when Mike was hearing every single day, he heard a different facet of Brandon talking about the little breakpoints, the little factors that have to be in place. And he had this big realization that literally there's 12, 15 different screws immediately when a practice owner goes through like the program that we're going through.
Yeah.
They actually see these little points, tighten them up, and your value, well, first your profitability goes way up.
Yep.
Your production becomes much more efficient. You have operational excellence.
Yep.
But the value, the nest egg that you've created, it goes enormously higher.
Yeah, it's so true. Business owners usually are great practitioners. They're talented and they care and they've got a purpose for what they do and they're really good at it.
That's what we need to
know. But these owners, you know, and not just in chiropractic and not just in regen medicine, but in any business, these owners, there is no school of business. You know, even Harvard School of Business is set upon data, statistics, things like that. It's not set on real life application. Brandon has gone through those awful sharks who devoured his first business and spit him out like chum, you know. He's been through those horrible experiences. He knows at a million, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, 50 million, 100 million, he knows the business issues and breakpoints. And so if you're at that place in your business where, you know, you're at a million in annual revenue, 5 million in annual revenue, 7 million, 10 million, 11 million, whatever that number is, and you're like, man, you think that's success, but you know there's more, and you just keep hitting the ceiling. That's where Brandon comes in with his own belief system and his own IP and operational effectiveness.
Yep.
Years and years of experience and honestly, a mentor of mine and somebody that really I don't just look up to, but I've learned so much from. And that's what these business owners pick up. You know, one conversation with Brandon and you realize you don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
One, it takes one, I guarantee you, come to one owner's live on a Tuesday Zoom call.
Yeah.
Sign up at CardoneVentures.com. I guarantee you, listen to them for 1 minute and you'll go, crap, this is why I'm stuck at X million per year.
That's amazing. That's a good, yeah, just go back to CardoneVentures, look at some of the past lives. Every single one I've gotten, still I have them in my notepad, of amazing notes that kind of helped me shift gears into like a whole new way of thinking.
Yep.
Just literally, it just hit me like a rock. So I've read so many different business books, books on marketing, PR, promotion, but just the foundations that you guys have helped me with and helped AMI with, that's transformed it. And so now that we can bring it into the healthcare space, I know we talk about income, but income is simply a measure of our effectiveness, our reach, and our impact.
Right.
So obviously we want to have massive amounts of income for our practice owners, but that only comes from a massive amount of service. And so
Right. That's
one of the things that we're working on now. I want to ask you quick,
yeah.
This is something that I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you hate when I do this.
I'm ready. Put me on the spot, Bobby. Buck on the spot. So here's another segment called Buck on the Spot.
Called the Hot Seat.
This is the Hot Seat with Bobby, Dr. Bobby.
So now that you've seen so many of the different practice owners and you've seen them on all different ranges from some of the practice owners that have maybe 2 or 3 staff, they have effective marketing, all the way to some of the guys that have 5 or 6 practices. They have a marketing machine. They don't necessarily have total control over it, but now they're starting to wrangle it. With those guys that you've consulted, you've seen them at the Marketing Essentials, you've seen them at the 360s, what is some of the common denominators that you're seeing that need to change from what happened last year to now? What are some of the pivots marketing-wise that you see that guys have to make that they're not making fast enough?
Yeah, sure. The biggest pivot, Bobby, is pretty obvious, especially in chiropractic and medical, and that is digital domination. You have to be able to dominate digital. You have to understand the importance of data, tracking the success through those KPIs, and then you have to understand how to build new relationships online. Because it's easy to do it at one of those dinners that you used to do that you're not really doing anymore. Maybe you are, but they're not as big as they used to be. Yeah. You know,
only a few states right now.
Yeah, it's easy to rub elbows with somebody and earn their trust and bring them in. But, you know, there's also something to be said for in that pivot comes innovation. You might find a way to work smarter instead of working harder, instead of sitting at dinners. You might find a way to have five dinners at once from a volume standpoint, you know. How can you serve a larger audience and build trust faster with digital domination versus in person? So that's been obviously the biggest pivot. You know, you've probably heard me talk about this stat before, but Mindshare is one of the world's largest media agencies in the world. So they do, they're so big, they do media for Google. Google says, we don't want to place our own pay-per-click. You place it for us. That's what Mindshare does. They work for Google and Facebook. Yeah, so these guys, they have a ton of data, and data is power. It's knowledge, information. And in that data, you see a lot of trends. You see things that are working or not working. And Mindshare said that around 52% is going to be the budget mark for digital for the top brands in the world. 52% is the amount of digital dollars allocated for the top brands in the world. Now, that number went close to 60% last year. And we all know why. It's all because of COVID.
Of their predicted budget, they dedicated that percent?
That's right. But it went above because of COVID. Now they're predicting this year, this coming year, and next year, an 8% increase. By the way, keep in mind the digital budgeting, the allocation for your digital budget, if you're looking at a pie chart, this is my pie chart. Does it look like one?
It totally looks like a pie chart to me.
Okay, watch my finger. I'm visual, so watch my finger. Every year it's been like 2 to 3 to 4 to 5% increase, 2% increase, 2.5% increase. You know, the fact that it's going to be catapulting next year in digital, what that tells you is more money allocated to digital, digital becoming a stronger, bigger, more robust platform, but more competition.
Yeah.
And the question is, what side of the bench do you want to be on? Just starting or already in the game against your competitors?
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So this is a percentage that we've always worked with.
Yeah.
It's for even the most efficient, effective, referral-based practice.
Mm-hmm.
You would want at least 10% of your gross income to be dedicated to your marketing.
Yeah.
However, with most practices, we're seeing it's closer to 17, even upwards of 20%, depending on what stage you're at.
Yeah.
In developing the flow.
Yeah.
And marketing flow. And you're saying that most of that now needs, I know a lot of healthcare practices, they do a lot of digital marketing, but they're not diversified at all. It's all towards Facebook and Instagram. They're not promoting it to LinkedIn or to like getting webinar attendees through corporations, any of that. So literally just one or two tiny buckets.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what I always say, in fact, you might like this, Bobby, because you're a marketing guy. One of our clients recently said, Buck, I think you have a catchphrase and you don't know it. And I said, I don't know. I've never, you know, Grant Cardone, cash flow, he's got 10X. He's got
a megaphone,
you know, keep pushing. You know, I'm like, what is this? What is my catchphrase? I love this. And he said, anytime there's a question specifically about my business, you're so good at asking one question. What's the data say? And I was like, oh, interesting. He goes, he's going to make some Nikes. He's going to make these. And he's going to put on there, what's the data say? He's going to drop it like down in here. What's the data say? And I was like, okay, because Bobby's mentioning, you know, this average, it's 10%, right? Like, where did that come from? You know, like somebody came up with that average, and we use it because it's a baseline. It's where we start. Right. Do you want to be diversified? No, this is not a stock portfolio. You want to be successful. I don't need you to be diversified. I need you to do what works for your business. And the only way we know what works for your business is what the data says. What's working, what's not working. Why is it working? Context and contrast. What's the data say? using that is what tells us what we should do and what we should do more of, right? So you know, some businesses may run at 17%. Some may run at, I have Kairos that run at 4% and they crush it because their retention strategy is so clean, you know? So like, I'm not going to tell you, you got to do 10 or 20. What I'm going to say though, is if you don't have any data, well, I don't have a CRM. I don't know what KPIs to track. I can't look at it every day and tell you what's working, what's not working. Yeah. Okay. Well, then we're going to start with 10% because we're going to put it on the map, but we're not going to start with 10% and blow it all at once. We're going to A/B test and we might optimize less or more because then we're going to be tracking the data. Well, I don't have a CRM. I don't know how to track the data. I don't have analytics connected. I don't even know my login. I mean, Bobby, I hear this all day. I don't even have my login, right? And I say, then we're not doing the campaign. It's a shotgun approach. You're going to do this campaign. You might get one or two leads, but you're not going to know why it worked or why it didn't work. We're going to fix the foundation of your business and we're going to build what those relationships look like as we go. But it's so key. I just can't preach enough. You have to know your data to know exactly what direction you're headed to build that perfect marketing blueprint. You know, I
mean, what is the product of putting all this stuff in is that you're buttoning up the screws so that you have an asset, so mm-hmm. that you have something that you can sell. If mm-hmm. you were to in the future, as part of your exit strategy, your retirement plan, your nest egg, ultimately you're not going to be able to sell it if it's just fly by the night spaghetti on the wall.
100%, man. 100%. Bobby knows that more than anyone. Yeah, he's a data ninja, man. He's an analytics ninja.
Well, I loved when I was at Marketing Essentials with you, you broke down, and I won't go into the detail because that's like top secret because it'll blow guys' minds, but the top three segments of it was the owned, mm-hmm. the earned, mm-hmm. and the paid.
That's right.
And then when you broke those down into all the different silos of how to control and dominate those, mm-hmm. it gave me goosebumps as far as a marketer because I love seeing it like that visually. Yeah. That kind of blew my mind. Buck, you blew my mind, man.
Whoa. That's a new one. Buck, the mind blower. What's your data say, Buck, the mind blower?
Nah, but right away, I could see what you're saying, how each of those silos of where promotion is happening, you have to be able to measure it so that you can reinforce that.
That's it.
Like, here's my paid bucket and here's my return on it. Because you could do that, but it's not going to be something that you can carry long term. You have to know all those little silos. But the thing is, once you've set it up, it's a machine. You just have to.
That's take it. That's the key. You want to listen. There's going to be, I get pushback. I need a little bit of pushback from owners. But you know, I just want to create this Facebook ad. It's going to bring in, I need new clients tomorrow or I have to close the practice. Take a breath. Relax. You've been doing it wrong for 20 years. You're not going to do it right in one day. Okay. Take a breath. Let's fix this. Every business owner wants to fix it in one day.
Okay, and I'm like, copy that clip and play it back for some of the docs that I've met.
I'm telling you, it's the same conversation. We're not going to fix it in a day, but we're going to start today.
Yeah.
And we're going to start building it correctly. There's a little bit of work in the upfront to build the right infrastructure. It's when we talk about breakpoints in a business. It's one of those breakpoints. Infrastructure, automation, how you scale that out, you know? Like, you got to have a little bit on the upfront, a little bit of sweat equity in the upfront. But to Bobby's point, once you get it set right, then we're skiing downhill on a black diamond.
Yeah. And you know how to ski.
That's right. And you know pizza. That's how you stop.
So this is the thing too, for some of the, if you're watching this now and you haven't really structured your marketing area, there is where you definitely, sometimes you'll need to cope. There is like the cope and you're throwing a spaghetti against the wall just because you have to make ends meet. You have to make sure the flows are happening. If you have a big practice and you need to make sure the flow is happening, there is that side, but realize that is not your structural marketing at all. That is just a cope.
Yeah.
And as soon as you can put out some of the fires and maybe still some embers burning over there, you need to shift gears and put in the foundation, which is organizing and really organizing the space.
Yeah.
So that's where I love the structure you've helped me see, Buck, because that how you've taken it to the next level as far as what I thought I had organized and being able to see all these silos and how the machinery works and how to track all that.
Yeah.
That's why I love HubSpot now.
It's awesome. I know you do. I know you love HubSpot. I'm so glad you got in there. You're a technician though, Bobby. You're very technical. You know all of these platforms and softwares and you get it. So when you told me you wanted to get on HubSpot, I was like, man, I can't believe you haven't been on it. You know, it's such a great.
You know, learned about it before. I think I liked Infusionsoft, but they call it Confusionsoft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Active Campaign, but you can't get data out of Active Campaign. And so when I jumped into HubSpot, they have all the bells and whistles. And so I can't even imagine running a big organization without HubSpot.
That's the key, man. You can only get so big without that level of infrastructure, you know?
Honestly, I think that's one of the breakpoints we had.
Yeah, it is.
AMI. And several of the practice owners, when they switched to HubSpot, that was one of their ceilings too, was that they couldn't organize. They had so many leads.
Yep.
But those leads would come in, they get touched once, maybe twice, and now they've disappeared because there was no well thought out nurture system in place or checks and balances.
Such a bummer, man. Yeah. Such a bummer. But, you know, onward and upward. I want to make really quick with 2 minutes left in the B&B show, I want to make an offer right now. And this is an offer I've never made anywhere. Okay. Never on the B&B show, that's for sure.
Uh-oh, this is exciting. We've got
workshops that are $5,000. We've got programs that are 2-day deep dives into your business. We call them 10X 360s. They're $30,000. We've got platform reviews, 6 months of deep dives into your data across all 4 quadrants of your business.
Super deep dive, yeah.
6 months. It's a blueprint. It's over $100,000. Okay, we're 6 figures in those products. I don't want you to purchase any of those products from us. I don't. And at the end of the day, that's not our business model. We don't succeed off of you purchasing any one high or low end of these products. What we succeed off of is your absolute success, period. If you succeed, our business model, okay? Does it make me happy if you succeed? Sure, but that doesn't feed my kids. What feeds my kids is if you succeed, okay? My happiness doesn't feed my kids. Your success literally feeds my kids. I need you to succeed. But I can't have you succeed and learn from owners and experienced senior executives that have done this before. I can't have you do that if we don't have a relationship. So how are we going to do that? This is my ask to any of you that have stuck around and watched this entire B2B show. Email me if we don't know each other. That's it. Buck@cardoneventures.com. Just email me and introduce yourself and say, hey, I loved hearing you and Bobby talk about systems, operations, scaling. I loved hearing the conversation around marketing and budgeting and percentages. And you guys taught me a little something today. You taught me just enough that I know you know more than I do. You taught me that's all I'm asking is if we've said one thing that sparked your interest and you thought, these guys know something, just email me and introduce yourself. That's it. I'm not going to put you into a nurture cycle and start hitting you up for events. And I'm just going to say, it's great to meet you. Tell me about your business and let's keep the dialogue going so I can track your success and progress. Or more importantly, the challenges you start to hit when you need a partner. I just want to be your partner. That's it. Let's be partners. Awesome. Email.
That's really generous of you.
Yeah, of course. 100%. At the end of the day, that's what we're looking for, is just relationships that help you succeed. It'll obviously at the end of the day help us succeed. That's it. We just need your success. And that's what we're looking for in a relationship, is somebody that knows there's more potential.
Well, I love that. Made yourself accessible. I feel like so many people see you as like basically the right hand man and running this massive organization. So just the fact that somebody can get in communication with you.
100%.
The question. That's awesome.
100%, Bobby. Yeah. I've always got time for business owners that want to succeed.
Yeah.
Say that again.
For all the marketers that are watching this.
Yeah.
Definitely get your practice owners to reach out to us, because and watch the show. This is one of biggest things that we do is just breaking the ice that's yep. holding that practice back, crushing the ceiling so that you can get to the next level.
That's right.
What are there four identified ceilings yes. that you guys have identified that are common across healthcare practices?
Yes.
And the only way that you can get through them is by going through and already planning in advance how to crush them. When you hit them, you're going to not know that you hit them. It's going to be painful.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you, Kathy. Good to see you. Glad you made it. Always good to see Kathy. She is number one on my list. Kathy comes every.
She's our top fan.
I love it. Thank you, Kathy. All right, Bobby. Hey, when do I see you again? GrowthCon in 2 weeks?
Yes, I will
see you. All right, dude. I'll see you in Miami at GrowthCon 5.
All right, everyone. Thanks for attending. We'll see you next week on the B&B show.
See you, buddy. See you, buddy.